Wow. So sometimes you wish that, like, the last show is the absolute best show that you see, and sometimes it lets you down, sometimes not. And I saw the most amazing last show.
Oh, nice.
But I'm hard-pressed to remember the name of the
you
band.
You actually don't remember the name of the band.
No, no.
We have Franny Kelly here tonight, and I'm so excited to have her here. She's been here all week, and I want to hear all about what you saw today and what you've seen this week. You've been putting up some great interviews. I've seen some of them, some amazing, actually, interviews up on site that you've been doing this week. And you've got more that you'll be putting up?
Lots more. Yeah, we actually only put up one, but it was the one I was the most excited about. And like Bob, my last show was my best show because I finally got to see Kevin Gates.
Oh, nice.
And it was
by moments.
Out of control. So he's doing, like, the two mic thing with the stereo effect, and he gets to be really quiet and controlled, and then he gets really intense. And there was a moment when there's a different group that NPR has featured before, G-Side, right?
Yeah.
From Alabama.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did that at the parish.
Yes, exactly. And so I was standing sort of close to their manager, Cody, when Kevin had this moment where he just went super, super, super aggressive and then, like, stopped and was done. And Cody and I both did the, and, like, unwittingly at the same time together and looked at each other and were like, that's it. Kevin Gates is that guy now, and I finally got to see him. I didn't get to see that much because I've been interviewing and everything, but that for me was the highlight.
And my last show was a group called Melt Yourself Down.
Okay.
And it really was absolutely astonishing. You know how we talked last night about Moon Hooch, right?
Yeah.
Tonight, imagine Moon Hooch times 10.
What? Not possible.
Another two saxophones, a singer.
Oh my God.
They're from the UK. A little more global than just kind of rocky jazz.
This feels like it was all actually in Bob's head.
I was just there was say, no band. Are we
oh, okay.
positive?
I gotta say, I've seen video and there was headbanging, so now I'm confused.
So, the thing about Bob's head that you just said,
right? Usually, it's demented Calliope music.
Right.
But,
so,
yeah.
I love this band. Melt Yourself Down. The title comes from a song by James Chance, who is in a band called The Contortions in the late 70s. I can tell a long story about James. I won't. However, James is an amazing saxophone player, and they're about to play. This band is about to play with James Chance. The title of their band, the band name, comes from a James Chance song.
Great story, Bob.
You talk about Bob's head. I had this revelation that happened today, which was I figured out the meaning of life. I mean, it's really, it's kind of simple. I am a brain in a jar, and somebody's injecting chemicals in that brain to make me, like, happy. So I'm seeing Kishibashi today. Kishibashi, we love madly, right? We've seen him a couple of years ago, and we've watched him grow. And I'm seeing Kishibashi, and I'm thinking, this is heavenly. And people are coming up to me and saying, I'm here at Kishibashi because of NPR music. And at that moment, I put my foot down, and I step on something. And I went, what is that? Oh, I'm sorry, I stepped on your foot. No, it wasn't somebody's foot.
It's poop.
I reached down, and I picked this thing up. And on this thing, I pick it up, and it's a bracelet.
Oh, my God.
And it says,
Dream.
Dream. It's all a dream, everybody.
Okay. So, like, what if the whole
this bracelet
like the
says dream?
Bracelet ever. Where were you when you picked this up off the ground?
I was at the Dirty Dog. Speaking of dirty,
oh man, you picked that. I've been to that club.
I'm wearing this Dirty Dog bracelet. That says dream. You hear it?
And now Bob has giardia.
Anyway, so the meaning of life is really that it's a dream.
Okay, well, I saw Marijuana Death Squads, and it, to me, was, I found myself, I was waiting for Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger to start later on, and a guy...
Which is Sean Lennon.
Sean Lennon, and I was waiting for that show to start, and a guy just asked me what I had seen before, and I said, Marijuana Death Squads, and he said, what is it, what do they sound like? And I said, they sound like the future. And that is totally, to me, what that band makes music. It's like, if you want to know what music is going to sound like in 20 years, that's what it sounds like. It's two drummers, and then these guys who don't play instruments so much as they're like scientists in a laboratory, and they have a table out in the middle of the audience, and these guys just hunched over the table, just manipulating knobs and turning everything. These just these incredible.
Did they set up in the middle of the audience?
Yeah,
it's so beautiful. I've seen them do this.
And it occurred to me as I was watching, there's one guy who keeps speaking into a microphone, and nothing was coming out. And I thought, what is he doing? There are no vocals. And then I realized he's communicating to everyone else in the group, including the drummers. He's talking to them on their headphones, and he's directing the whole thing. So he's saying, here's what we're going to do next. And everyone else is hearing this as he's directing them through the microphone and the headphones. And then that's how they were doing all their change-ups and their bridges and everything like that. It's just incredible. Marijuana Death Squads, it's what the future sounds like. And then Ghost of a Sabertooth
Tiger. Should I record this?
Yes, with Sean Lennon was rock and roll. It was like a rock star is born.
Was he with, what's her name?
Charlotte Kemp. The two of them, their first record they did together was this sort of sweet, sort of French pop, 60s pop, sweet harmonies and everything. And this was just dirty, raunchy, gritty, hard, loud, rock and roll, and he was just his, you know, just screaming guitars. It was just awesome. And then I will only say my last highlight of the night, if you bear with me, my white whale, ages and ages. I tried to see them in 2011 and was blocked out of seeing the show. I tried to see them, my first show here, was blocked out of seeing the show at 512
Club. I didn't realize that. You've had
and, yeah, and then we've been texting back and forth, and they're like, you obviously are never going to see us, and then I finally saw them tonight at the Karma Lounge, and I walked in there, actually, Franny Kelly is like, this band that does this sweet, joyful pop, and I come in there, and it's just this... when was the last time I was here? I know I was here. It was like, it was to see Chance the Rapper on Franny Kelly's recommendation last year. It was some hip-hop showcase that they were doing at the Karma Lounge, and that was where I'd seen... So anyway, ages and ages felt very out of place in this club, but they ended up sounding wonderful, beautiful, and joyful.
The best thing I saw tonight, it's interesting, the my favorite bands from throughout the festival have largely been instrumental, which is, I don't
Moon
know.
Hooch
I,
Moon Hooch
is one. Moon Hooch is one. Jambanai from South Korea
was
one. Oh, right.
The great Korean metal, avant-garde,
yeah, it was
whatever.
Like, but they were kind of like a Korean Sigur Rós or something, but without vocals.
Yeah.
Or Godspeed You Black Emperor, let's say.
That's better.
And tonight I saw Anamanaguchi.
I tried to get into that. How did you get into that? I stood on a long line and got in, and then there was a long line inside the club.
Oh, it was the worst setup. But you have to understand, Bob. I'm gigantic, gigantic deal. But I did manage to get in, and I had my impression of I got it right the first time.
Anamanaguchi.
Thank you.
Onomatopoeia.
Was like, oh, it's this cute, you know, kind of chiptune band, and they play video
I
game
like
music, and it's really charming and sweet. Live, in addition to just having like almost 360 degree animation projected on all the walls. Yeah, you suck. In addition to having all this incredible animation projected on the walls, almost 360 degrees around the room, they played as a full band, and so it became like, here's our vision of like video game music as filtered through the mind of Andrew WK. So like suddenly it just takes on this ridiculously rocking quality to it, and oh my god, it was fantastic, and you completely blew it.
I know.
How did you do this?
So I went to that same club. I walked in the door thinking I was going to the club to see them, and it turned out. It used to be that the Empire Automotive Place, which is now a club,
totally confused,
had two venues, and you could walk between the two of them. Well, this year, they blocked it off, so I walked into one, saw Wet, who were wonderful and dreamy and wonderful, but I couldn't get to the other one. I had to go outside, back in the line.
The problem is they split.
I'm very uncomfortable with that band name. I've not...
Oh, Wet, right, because Robin doesn't like wet things, yeah.
The
Did
word
you know
moist.
Yeah, moist, yeah.
There it is. That's the reaction.
Franny.
Oh, me more. More bands
me
that
more.
I saw.
More.
I mean, it's been a long day.
It has. I went to the OK Player Showcase.
Oh, I was there for a while.
Where were you?
I saw Cody Chestnut.
I was there for that. He was really great.
He was awesome.
And then he brought out Gary Clark Jr. Yes. And Monica was like, ATC producer Monica was like, is that... that is that really famous guy. That is, he was on the Grammys. And I was like, what? I can't see. Oh, yeah. That's totally him. She's like, Gary Clark Jr. I was like, yeah, that's him. And yeah, we had a really good time. It was real pleasant. So we had, like, we could sit down. And then we saw this band called Young Fathers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Really excited to see them. They're from Edinburgh. And so they have three singers who harmonize occasionally, sometimes take turns. They also have a small string section and this drummer, and it's like, it is confusing and necessary. Like, I hadn't checked them out really at all. I just saw, you know, four or five songs tonight, and it's, they are what I thought the future might sound like.
Cool.
There are a couple of different futures.
There's also Anamanaguchi's future. There's
my future, which involves getting on a plane in a few hours, and Stephen's future, which also involves getting on a plane in a few hours. Stevens, there will be no sleeping.
I was going to say, Stephen's is a sleepless future.
It's more like the present.
Yeah.
So the other band I'm madly... Band, it's a guy. The other thing I madly loved happens to be have the word kite in it, which is the band... Remember last time I talked about High as a Kite, their Norwegian band, Madly Love? Tonight I saw the Kite String Tangle. It was one guy at the Parish, which is just the best-sounding club in Austin of all the places I've been to. He's from Australia, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful set. You know, it's hard for one person to make something that is engaging and draws you in without... I mean, 'cause it's one person, you know, standing up there twiddling knobs and stuff, but he was really, really good. And then he did a Lord cover, which was really kind of nice, too.
Which one?
Yeah, he did Tennis Court. It was really good. And it's funny because a lot of people are covering very contemporary songs, and I don't think that used to happen. People would, when people did covers, they would always cover something that was, they grew up on it. And it's unusual. Maybe you can tell me other instances where that's happened, but I've been noticing that lately where people are covering more contemporary songs.
This is Steve Cotton is doing that today, covering Beck and the Stones, and it's kind of cool. Really,
well, it's one of the reasons that nostalgia, I mean, you can be nostalgic for 2 days ago now. Like, the cycles of nostalgia are so tiny.
That's true.
I finally got to see Tony Molina.
Oh, I missed that. Tony
Molina is on my list of all the shows I got blocked out of today.
Oh, my God.
I have so many that I didn't get in. Let's see. I didn't get into Tony Molina. Did not get into White Oak.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, White Oak, we like you. I got blocked out of your show, too.
Oh, I tried for a fourth time and did not get in to see San Fermin. That's the fourth time
hey,
I tried to get in
San Fermin. I like you. I couldn't get into your show.
Anyway,
Tony... spoken about Robin's notebook yet?
Here's the thing.
About how he's avoiding the phone drama by actually
this
writing things down on paper.
This is a hardcover book, so when I write down...
What do you use? Do you use, like, ink?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? You all do that? Why did you tell me?
I can't rely on my
phone.
And
it's a hard surface, so I can write on a hard... Okay.
Anyway, Tony Molina.
Yes.
I love there was a sheet of paper up on the wall marking all the set times of how, you know, when they're going to play. And it says Tony Molina, 1:45 to 2:15.
That's long.
And it might have even been 1:40 to 2:20. I mean, it was basically enough time for Tony Molina to play 35 songs. So I was like, you know, that's probably not going to happen.
How was that?
His entire set, I actually pulled out I did take out my phone. I took out my stopwatch feature on my phone. 13 minutes and 3 seconds.
Wow.
That was his set. And it was probably, it's hard to,
awesome.
I mean, it was probably a dozen songs. It's easy to lose count because obviously when a song, they're not going to stop for applause after every 45 second song. But it was, you know, it was great. I mean, it was the record is a little bit fuzzier and poppier. We played an entire song on the South by Southwest preview show, and live it had a little more teeth to it. But a lot of fun. 13 minutes.
I'm sorry I'm laughing because it's really not fair. But there's a woman in a leopardskin dress over there kneeling, not feeling well. We'll just say
oh, God.
Hi there.
That's a lot of barf.
Yeah.
Well, on that note...
God.
And that woman's name is Franny Kelly.
No, oh, no.
How dare
you.
Fucking professional.
I had a great South by Southwest this year. I saw so much good music.
It was a chaotic...
It was a very strange South by this year for me. Very...
obviously, you know.
Yeah, my two favorite bands had kite in it. What does that mean? High as a kite?
I couldn't begin kite to decipher that for you, Bob.
Tell me that.
I met some really great people this year. You know, musicians that aren't quite at the coming through New York level. Get to come down there and meet people. That was my favorite part. Yeah. Talking to people. Putting faces to names. And like,
it really happens a lot. You can. It's hard to walk down the street without meeting some wonderful people. I met a fellow. Did you meet at Ages and Ages a fellow named Pete from New Zealand? He's like the perfect example of someone. He came to this festival because he heard about it from us. And it's so, you know, we do this stuff in a studio, in a closed room, and it feels so good to make contact with the people that we put the podcast out and know that it's not just we affect their lives, but we bring them to music that they love and we bring them to artists that who do their stuff hoping to find an audience. And it's nice to be a small, eensy-beensy part of, like, bringing that around.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to talk about the meaning of life, life is a pyramid scheme of joy.
And that in a jar and with chemicals.
You take your brain chemicals elsewhere. If you create connections for people, and those connections create connections, you get a karmic commission off of every piece of growth and happiness that you help facilitate. And that's the meaning of life. Pyramid scheme of joy.
That's beautiful. We must end there.
Karmic commission. Wait.
If there's an audio equivalent of Robin right now, how would you describe that, Stephen?
Well, curmudgeon? His chin is in his hand. It's a little bit of a Jack Benny gesture going, but it's more sullen than that.
Life is
an
unrelenting hellscape of human suffering. It's a cesspool from which we will never escape until the day we die.
And a woman in a leopard skin dress who's kneeled on their fall fours. Thank you very much.
Whose name is not Franny Kelly.
Of course not. Good night, everybody, from
everybody.
Austin, Texas.
Good night, everybody.
Robin?
Oh, good night.
Cheers.
I was
all
thinking about the whole
meaning of life.
Cesspool of human suffering.
It was a good week. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Bob.
You know, when we go home, it's going to snow.
Don't talk about it. Actually, you know what? I'm going to L.A.
Oh.
What are you going to L.A. for?
Cheers, everybody. Good night.
Bye.
Good night, Austin!